last week. Okay, so we're in the middle of this Tosos, Afilu Me Rosh Me Resh Ozno, on Sadi Vavam Beis, and we started getting into the ideas of Chatzicha Nas and Reva. So Tosos raises the question of the Bosser that falls into the Tzir. And the question is, why don't you say it's true that dam is not mifafei lamala, the dam itself is not going to go up, but why don't you say that that there's shuman in the basar, and the shuman in the basar will become usher from the dam, and the shuman will travel up? So now you'll have chaticha atzmanas is available in the shuman. The shuman becomes iser, and then since shuman is mifafeya, the Issa will travel up and it'll ask the rest of the piece. You with me, Josh?
Yeah.
In other words, Chaticha Nas Nevela means that the thing that becomes us, that the thing that the Issa is mixed into becomes Asa. And we plain pshat is mean you treat it like it's Asa herself. So that's Tosa's question. He has a case here that the Basar falls into bloody, salty water. So we're not worried, but even though heat causes things to go up, causes Isra to rise, to go up, Dam itself doesn't go up. That's just a fact. Okay, so we're not worried that Dam is going to travel up the piece of meat. But Tosa's question is, I guess, why don't you say that there's fat in the meat, in the blood, with the salt, and that fat becomes usher from the Dam, right? Now that fat is usher and the fat can move, so we'll say the fat travels up. So the issa will, the fat from underneath should travel up and usher the top.
Is this the fat in the blood or the fat in the piece?
Well, I mean, there's fat in the piece that's soaking in the blood, right? There's
right.
Fat in the meat.
Okay. You don't mean in the liquid part?
No, not in the liquid part.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be the same thing, but that's the fact. It's not going to be mafafeya. The shuman is in the chaticha. So why don't you say the chaticha becomes asur, and the shuman itself is asur, and now chaticha nas is nevela, and it'll asur what's above the tzir. Okay. So that's the question. Okay. So Tosus' answer was that what Tosus says that it's not a problem according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, who doesn't know chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim. That's fine. That's pashut. Says, but even if you hold chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, it's not a problem here. Why? This is the key part. He says, "Kevin de lo efshar ha'iser lispashet chutz letzir shari." Since the iser, meaning the dam, cannot go beyond the tzir, beyond that plane of the liquid, it can't go above. It can't break the plane of the liquid. Then the top meat is aser. The lo armina chaticha atzma nasis nevela v'aseres es kol chatichos ella b'makom. Sheha'iser mispashet b'chol ha'chaticha. Now, I have to understand what this phrase means. It says, you only say chaticha nasis nevela when what? When the iser spreads out through the whole chaticha. So what does he mean? So over here, what does it mean? So what does it mean over here? So over here he's saying, the iser, which is the dam, cannot spread above the tzir. Right, so in terms of the so you're not going to say chaticha nasas nevela where the iser itself cannot go, where the iser itself cannot go. Okay, dumya, we're going to analyze it. Dumya, the tipas cholov. Okay, like the case of tipas cholov. Now let's take a look at the Rush, because the Rush expands on this tosos. He fills in some of the blanks. He fills in some of the blanks.
When you say it doesn't go above the plane, does that mean, let's say you have like a marbleized piece of steak, it doesn't even go into the fat of the steak that fell into the dam?
Okay, give me one second. Okay, what we mean is like this, that, usually put that on tape or whatever. So the first part, so we were saying last week that what's the answer? The first part of Tosa's answer is you have to understand like this. You have to understand. You have to understand like this. Take the primary. What's the real case of Chaticha Nasa Nevela? The real case of Chaticha Nasa Nevela is Basar B'Cholov. Right? And by Basar B'Cholov, even Tosos mentions that. He says, Dumyu L'tipas Cholov. Right? So the real case, in the real case, Daraisa, that everybody agrees to, which is Basar B'Cholov, which is Chaticha Nasa Nevela, is Basar B'Cholov. Why? Because you can't say that it's one is kosher and the other one is treif absorbed into it. You can't view it like a kosher piece of meat with dam absorbed in it. Because they're both kosher to start with. Each one is kosher to begin with. And when they join through a mixture of tam, they both become asr. They both become asr. So they actually, the whole thing actually does become isr. When you have basar and cholov mixing, they both become isr atzmo. It's not one is heter invaded by isr. But they're both isr atzmo. You can't say either one is more usr than the other. As a matter of fact, if you eat the chati kizayas of the cholov and the chati kizayas of the basar, you get malchus for kizayas of the basar b'cholov. There's no difference. There's no difference. Right? So that's the real idea of basar b'cholov, where both actually become isr. But by shari surim, that never really happens. There's nothing like that in halacha. Halachically, there's no concept like that. That just because something becomes intermingled with treif, that it becomes treif. Right? So that's why there's a machlokas. Some shitas hold that there is no concept of chaticha nasa nevela b'shari surim. And that's the way many Sephardic poskim hold. That when it comes to shari surim, there is no chaticha nasa nevela. Because there's no phenomenon. The phenomenon just simply is not there. There's no phenomenon of creating Isser. There's just an intermingling of Isser and Heter. So if you want to, whenever you're Mashiach, whenever you want to know how much Isser there is, there's no new creation of Isser. Only by Basar B'Cholov there's a new creation of Isser. But by Shari Surim there's not. So there's no more Isser because it's mixed up in a way you can't get it out. So like in the case with the Dam and the Basar, it falls into the next pot, you still say, just be Mashiach, measure against the original amount of Issa there was. Right? But some Shitas hold, the Rebbeinu Tam, holds that by Shari Surah Midrabbanan we say Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Nobody says Daraisa, but Midrabbanan you're going to say Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Okay? So that's what we're exploring now. When the Rabbanan came along and made Chaticha Nasa Nevela by Shari Surim, based on the Daraisa model of Basar B'Cholov, how did they do it? Okay, that's really what we're exploring now. That's really what the Rishonim are trying to define. I'm going to read you an interesting Rashba. Okay, we'll come back to this. I'll come back to this later, this tour. But it's in the end of the Beis Yosef on Kufay. So the Beis Yosef quotes a Rashba. The Rashba says like this. He's trying to explain the difference between Basar B'Cholov and Shari Surim. And you really can't say it any better than this. He says, V'arashba kosav, hefresh yesh bein Basar B'Cholov l'shar ha'isurim, she nosnu tam b'chaticha shel heter. Says that there's a difference between Basar B'Cholov and other isurim that give their tam to a piece of heter. She ha'basar she ne'esar mechatichas machmas ha'cholov, she noson bo tam. Because a piece of meat that becomes osur, because milk gives it tam, ain roin oso kicholov she osril. We don't look at it like it's cholov that osured it. Ela hakol kibosar b'cholov, v'cholov b'bosar. You can't say the cholov osured it. You can't say here's a good piece of meat, and the isur came in. We view it all like bosar b'cholov and cholov b'basar. They intertwine. They themselves, meeting together, affect each other into Isser. Right? It's a mutual relationship.
Is that purely because each one is an item of
Heter? He says, one second, that's right, because that's the way it works. He says, Kemoshe b'yarnu, Avol b'shar ho'isurin ro'en oso kidovar she'osro. But in other Isurin, we look at it like the thing that ushered it. You know what I mean? In other words, by Basar B'Cholov, he says, by Basar B'Cholov and Shari Surim is a big difference. By Basar B'Cholov, you can't look at it like it's basar that became usa through milk. Because you could equally say it's milk that became usa through basar. So they both are usa. But shari surim, all you say is, this thing became usa from the other thing. You understand? This thing is usa now from the other thing. So the iser is always the same. The iser always, it's the original iser that's always the issue. Okay, we'll come back to it. But it's different. Basar b'chalav and shari surim are very different. Now he says like this. So based on that, the Tosis was saying that the only time we say chaticha atzma nasis nevela is where the iser, the original iser, can spread out throughout the whole thing. But if there's a place where the original iser cannot go, then there's no chaticha asma. Then there's no chaticha nasis nevela. Yeah.
It's different iser.
No. As a matter of fact, that it's only when, even if you machmir, even if you hold chaticha atzma nasa zvela by basa b'cholav, right, which is true, but once it becomes basa b'cholav, then it's just considered like any other iser. Now it's basa b'cholav itself. Yeah. Once you already, when we say chaticha atzma nasa zvela by basa b'cholav, that only means in the basar and the cholav together. But once you have a piece of meat that became usr through basar b'cholav and it falls into another pot, it's viewed just like chazer. It has no other properties. It doesn't have that special quality of basar b'cholav anymore. Because it's the same thing. It's not creating more isr. Unless, of course, there's enough time of the cholav to make the rest of it basar b'cholav. But assuming that you had shishim against the original cholav, you'd still have a problem of shishim against the whole piece. But not, it wouldn't make the rest of it basar b'cholav.
Okay, so now if that piece is going to asr, let's say, another chaticha, so it won't take on the halachas of chaticha nasas devela deraisa.
Right, so then it would be the same thing. If you don't hold from chaticha nasas devela b'shari surim, then it wouldn't be a chaticha nasas devela. That happens to be something that the Shach consistently criticizes the Beis Yosef on. Because the Beis Yosef seems to disagree with, seems to treat, even though the Beis Yosef holds there's no chaticha nasas devela b'shari surim, in the Shulchan Aruch, there are a few times where the Mechaber writes certain dinim, and he seems to imply that the Isser of Basar B'cholav itself is different than Shari Surim. And the Shach always says, this is not true. It's just like any other Isser. Once it becomes Basar B'cholav, then it's just like any other Isser. Okay? So the Tosos is trying to answer this problem. Now he says, now that we have Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela, right, so the Shuman becomes Usr. So now when the Shuman travels up, why doesn't the Shuman remain, stay Usr, and Usr the top of the half of the piece, right? Let's get back to the original question. So he gives a difficult answer. He says what? He says, you only say Chaticha Nasvela, the Makom She'issa Yochel Espashet B'Kula Chaticha. Right? Something like that, Lashon, exactly, right? So he says, Dumya D'Tipas Cholav B'Basar. So what does that mean? What does it mean, practically speaking? Without any lumdus, what is he saying? Factually, what is he saying?
Since the dam, which is the iser, can't go up, the dam can't possibly reach the top of the chaticha, so you don't say that the shuman can be a vehicle to make it iser dam when the dam itself can't go there.
Right, so since the dam itself cannot go up, then what? Then even though the shuman does go up, and even though the shuman was usr, even though in the bottom half of the piece you'd say chaticha nasas nevela, right? Meaning to say, even if you threw that piece into another tyrovis, you'd measure against the entire bottom half, right? Because we're considering a chaticha nasas nevela when considering the entire bottom half like nevela, right? But when the shuman goes up, since no dam can go with it, then it reverts back to Shuman, and we don't consider it like Nevela. Okay, now one second. This is a point of methodology. A lot of times you have these things. A lot of times you have the thing like the Gemara will say, like the Tosus will explain something in a negative, right? You know, he's saying over here that since the Dam cannot go up, then it removes Chaticha Nasas Nevela. But the question is, so what is chaticha nasas leila? How does it work? What does it mean as chaticha nasas leila? Such that when it goes up, it loses that identity. It's a strange idea. And what's his raya from Tipas Chola? So fortunately, the Rush expands on it. We were just doing it last week, Al Pi Svara, but the Rush really is on 358. A lot of times the Rush, you know, you have the Tosfos Rush. A lot of times the Rush will fill in some of what the Tosfos on it. He says like this. In the first paragraph, in the first side, right, three lines from the bottom. Umash and Noagim Kishamolchim Bosar Harbe Biyachad. Right? Everybody got it? Al Gabi Eitim. Vahat Tzir Zov. V'nofel Tachas Ha'Eitim. So when you do the salting, you try to elevate the meat. So you make pieces of wood. You put pieces of wood down so that the dam will drip down and the meat will stay above the tzir. Correct? Upamim motzin chaticha achas chetzia munach b'tzir. And sometimes you'll find a piece half in the tzir. V'chotchen masha besoch hatzir u'matir an ashar. And we cut off the part that was in the tzir, and we permit the rest. V'lo amrinan shem ifafei lemala. And we don't say that it goes up higher. Right? Kid amrinan hocha. Hainu lefisha dam ein darko lefafei. So that was Tosa's first point. V'afilu derech hiluch oma mishrek shark. So dam itself is never mefafei. Even itself when it falls on something. Okay, now look at it. Afilu yesh shuman bebasar shebesoch hatzir. Even if there was shuman in the tzir, in the basar, lo omar shenasas nevele umafafei lemala, v'asar. L'divrei Rabbi Nachman, lo omar chaticha atzmanas nevele. So if you don't have chaticha atzmanas nevele, then there's no problem at all. Right? Because it never turns into iser. So it's only a vehicle of iser. And if it can't carry the dam lemala, it's no problem. In other words, if it's just a vehicle of iser, and I tell you, dam cannot go up, so that's pashut. It's not a problem, right? Umiu, but if you hold chaticha nasas nevela, it's more than the vehicle of iser; it becomes iser. So who cares if it leaves the iser behind? It's usher. So that's really umiu. Belav hachi, even if you hold chaticha nasas nevela, nicha hacha delo omar chaticha nasas nevela voseres kol chatichos ella kishah iser yochol lispashet. Im ha-ne'esar. You only say chaticha nasas nevela when the iser can go with that which became aser. Okay? V'litein tam b'shar chatichos. And for the iser itself to continue giving tam into the other chatichos. Okay? Kigon tipas cholov shenoflo al chaticha. Just like the case, the famous case, where a tipa of milk falls onto one piece that's in a pot of other pieces. Shetam ha-tipa mispashet b'chol ha-chaticha. So over there the Gemara says, the first piece will become aser. Right? The first piece that the milk falls on will become aser. And that'll become chaticha nasa tevela. And that piece will aser all the other pieces. Okay? He says, that's when we do it. Why? But what's he saying? He's saying because the tam of the cholov is really going out into all the other chatichos. But it doesn't make sense still. It's a problem. I mean, it still is a problem though, because that original tam will be batal. Right. I mean, that original tam is really batal by the time you get to the other chatichos. So hold on, the Rush knows that question. He says, V'nei de'ein letipach koach le'esor shar chatichos. Now it's true that that first drop of milk would never be enough to asa the other chatichos. Because that drop of milk, let's say you had 50-1 in the first chaticha, right? You got the case? There's just a few cases, really. You got to get them straight. I mean, you just keep referring to these main cases. This case is like this. You have a pot of meat cooking. Pieces of meat are cooking in a pot, right? One piece is up, high. And a drop of milk falls onto that one piece. Okay, there's a lot of complications. I'm just going to give you one simple reading of the case. Simple way is like this: one drop of milk falls onto the uppermost piece that's sticking out of the pot. Now what happens? There's no shishim. That one drop is too big to be buttled against that one piece, right? So that piece becomes basar b'chalav, right? And then that piece gets mixed into the rest of the pot, and now you're going to need shishim against not the original drop. Now you're going to need shishim against the whole piece, right? So the Rosh says that's the only time we say chaticha nasas veila, when the original iser, right, is able to spread out through the whole pot, right? But over here by the dam, it can't go up. It can't go with the nesar. The iser and the nesar have to go together to have basar, to have chaticha nasas veila. Now he says, but really the original iser is batel already, right? Lagabi the other pieces, because it doesn't have koach. So he says like this: it's true that the original tipa doesn't have koach, but he says oso chaticha shenesra misayeo latipa laosra. That chaticha that became usr will help that drop, that original iser, to usr the rest. Of adam shein lo koach lefafel lamala. But since dam cannot go up, the gamma shumon a nesa mikocho eino mefafeh lemalo, eino mefafeh leser lemalo. Therefore, it's not going to be a problem. So what's he saying? Let's just understand it in simple terms, without any, not definitions, just description. Just describe for me what he's saying. He's saying like this. He's saying that what? He's saying the only time you say chaticha atzma nasas nevela is when the Isser and the Ne'esar can travel together. Just describing it, right? Only time you say Chaticha Nasas Nevela is when the Isser and the Ne'esar can travel together. And then we're saying that what? That even though the Isser itself is too small, Legabi, the rest of the pot, but since it's being carried by the Ne'esar together with it, the Ne'esar is Misayeya the Isser, to aser more than it itself could be aser, right? It's a helper, it's a misayeya, right? The iser alone is too small to aser the whole pot. So it grabs a hold of one chaticha, and that chaticha becomes aser with it. And if that chaticha now can transfer the original iser, it will now help the original Isser do more than it could have done on its own. Right? That's what he's saying, basically. But, by the Shuman, since the Shuman goes up without the Dam, with no Dam at all, the Shuman never doesn't become Isser. The Shuman is just a helper, is a Messiah, when it takes the Isser with it. But since it cannot take the Isser Lamala above the Tzir, it can't create Isser. But can we try to define? So what is chaticha nasa? Can we try to? I mean, it's a nice story. It's a nice story about how one, the chaticha, takes the Isser around. It helps it out. But how do we? I mean, what's the idea of here? What's the definition? Can we try to define this a little? Yeah, so we really tried to define it last week. I don't know if you noticed. But last week, I think it's what the Rush is saying over here. That we're saying last week that it's modeled after basar b'chalav, right? The chaticha nasas nevela b'shari surim is modeled after basar b'chalav. That's why it says it has to be dum yulati basar b'chalav, right? So what does it mean? It means to say like this: that as long as the iser and the heter are nisarev, right, we'll treat them like one thing, because that's basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav says that when chalav and basar mix, they both become iser atzmo, right? But that's not true by shari surim. By shari surim, they don't become iser atzmo. But where it goes there, shari surim, to say that when you have a case of iser that's nisarev with heter, right, that As long as they're both nisarev together, once iser is nisarev beheter and it becomes usher to eat, right? Then that taroves becomes usher. See, it's a subtle difference. By basar b'chalav, the basar becomes usher and the chalav becomes usher. But by Shari Surim, we don't say that the Isser remains Usser and the Heter becomes Usser. All we say is whenever there's a Taroves, a mixture of Isser and Heter, that results in an Isser Achila, namely you don't have Shishim, right? We treat that Taroves as one entity. Now, that's what he's saying. So now, if some of that Taroves falls into the next pot, right? Since the original Isser is still mixed in with the first thing, with the Heter that became Usser, right? That Taroves remains. That original Taroves of Isser remains. And we still treat it as one Isser. And therefore, we'll have to be Mishayer against that whole Taroves. You understand? But over here, by the Schumann, the Taroves is broken. The mixture is broken. There's a separation. Now the Schumann goes up, and the Dam stays down. So you don't have that original Taroves. So the original Taroves is gone. Now it's not Dumya to Tipas Cholov anymore. Now he says it's not like that case over there. Because over there the original tipah kept going, but the point is like this: that the chaticha nasvela doesn't mean that the heter becomes iser. It means that while the heter is nisarev with the iser, we'll treat them as one entity. You understand? While the heter is nisarev with the iser, we'll treat them as one entity. But by the Schumann, they separate. Since the nature of Dam is, it's impossible for it to rise. So when even though the Schumann was mixed with the Dam below, once it rises, it's completely pure. 100% pure. No Dam in it at all. So now there's no Taroves, nothing to talk about. See, it's not Basa B'chol. Basa B'chol, we would say, well, we don't care. Once they met, they both became Isser Atzmo. And even though they separate, they remain Isser Atzmo. But this is Shari Surim. Nothing's really happening. The only thing that's happening is that we're going to say, Midrabanan, that when there's a Taroves, we treat the whole Taroves like one entity. But once the Taroves is undone, then there's nothing to talk about. You understand, Mark? Now Tosis goes on. He says, we'll skip the riot. We did the riot last time. He said like this, V'harav Rabbi Eliezer mimitz, haya mechalik. See, it's on the top, and Sai Zayin Amalaf. So the Rabbi Eliezer mimitz had a different chilek. Mishum de lo amrin in chaticha atzma nasis nasa nevela b'miktsas chaticha, ava b'chol ha-chaticha, ela b'chol ha-chaticha, v'ein zetam. I just knocks him right off. So what's the Rabbi Eliezer mimitz's idea? He said like this, everyone's trying to answer the problem again. How come we say that the Schumann doesn't become Usser and rise, and then Usser the Chaticha above? So Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz's idea was a different idea. See, Tosfos is saying that it is Chaticha Nasas Nevela below the Tzir. In the Tzir, it's Chaticha Nasas Nevela. But that's only while it's Nisarev. But once the Schumann goes above the Tzir, it's not Nisarev anymore. It's not mixed. There's no Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz is different. He says there's not even Chaticha Nasas Nevela below the Tzir. Right? Why? Because Chaticha Nasas Nevela, he says, only works on Chatichos, not on parts of Chatichos. So Nafkamina would be, in terms of the top half, there's no Nafkamina, because both of them say it's Kosher. But Nafkamina would be, if a piece of meat was half in the Tzir and then fell into the next pot, Tosis would say you have to be Meshayer against the entire portion that was below in the Tzir. And Rulaz and Mimitz would say just against the Dam that's in the portion below the Tzir. Because there was never Chaticha Nasas Nevela at all. It never happened. Tosfos says it happened, and then it gets undone when it goes up. And Rulaz and Mimitz says it never happened. So what's his svar? What kind of svar is that? Tosfos doesn't give him much credence. He doesn't even say why he doesn't like it. He just says it's like, says it doesn't make any sense. But what's his idea? Right, well, first of all, Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz seems to disagree with Tosfos over here, and he seems to hold that once the Chaticha would become Usser, I mean, it's hard to know, but he seems to be saying that once the Chaticha would become Usser, then it would Usser even in places where the original Usser couldn't go. Right? He does seem to hold that way, because he's giving a different answer. Now, as Tosfos' answer is, there's no problem, because the Schumann can go up, but the Dam can't go up, the Usser can't go up. Rav Lezer Mitzvah is a different answer. So it's hard to know if he's rejecting what Tosis is saying, or he just happens to have another answer. But what's he saying? He's saying that chaticha nasis nevela means that what? Means that if a chaticha gets the shem iser, if a chaticha gets a shem of iser, right? Then even from a taroves, even from a dover, from something else, but once the substance of the piece gets a definition of iser, right? Then that becomes part of its. That becomes part of its. Once the chaticha, if a whole chaticha becomes aser ba'achila, right? He's saying chaticha nas nevela works how? That we say if a piece gets qualified by iser, right? If a piece gets qualified by iser, in other words, has the quality of iser. If I have a chaticha. And I say, what's the quality of this chaticha? Well, it's balua with iser, so the whole piece is inedible, right? Once a piece gets the quality of iser, then he's saying it gets the definition of iser. The chachamim gave it midrabanan a definition of iser, but he's saying only a whole thing can get a quality. Can't have a half a piece be qualified. It's only a quality in a chefza. There's only a quality in a chefza. Can't qualify the whole thing by what's happening to half of it. Say half of it is involved in something, but that won't give a shem to the whole piece. So he seemed to hold that the idea of chaticha nas nevela was totally on a definition, a new definition in the piece. And you can only define the piece, the whole piece. You can't define a half piece. The Tosis just says it doesn't make any sense. I mean, because it's based on Tyrovis. I mean, Tosos' learning is based on Tyrovis. So what's the difference? According to Tosos, the idea of Chaticha Nas Nevela is based on the idea of being Nisarev with Iser. So if half a piece is Nisarev with Iser, why can't that half a piece be Chaticha Nas Nevela? Apparently, Rav Lozman Mimitz is not learning it's a din of being Nisarev. See,
it can't come and go.
It would seem he's saying it doesn't come and go. It would seem he is saying it doesn't go. In other words, I would say like this, that Rav Lozman Mimitz is learning from Basa B'Cholov in a different way. Saying that just like Basa B'Cholov, each piece becomes Iser Atzmo, right? By Basa B'Cholov, it works in entire Chatichos, right? You're not going to have half a piece. In other words, Basa B'Cholov means that the thing itself becomes turned into Iser. So he's saying you have to redefine the chaticha as iser. That's chaticha nas nevela. When you redefine the chaticha of iser, not when there's a phenomenon of iser somewhere in the piece, but you have to redefine. It was Basa B'Cholov is redefining the entities, right? I'm trying to say the machlokas over here a little bit. You understand that they're learning, that everyone's learning from Basa B'Cholov. So Tosfos is learning from Basa B'Cholov that it has to be in this arev. When in this arev, Then they're aser, but Rav Lozman Mimitz is saying by Basa B'Cholov each one becomes a different shem, right? Each one becomes a shem of iser. So you need to have the phenomenon of the piece being defined as iser. That's only the definition of a thing is only in its totality. Tosis just disregards it.
Right. Like, it was created. I guess
Tosis is Ain Lo Tam. I don't know if he's being funny or not, but
he does bring it in, though.
Ain Zet Tam.
I mean, you must consider it something, because otherwise,
well, Rav Lozman Mimitz is no small.
He also knew that it's against the minute.
No, it's not against the minhag. Everyone's minhag is good, according to those
minhags. He just holds because of the dot.
But I think he's holding. What he doesn't like is it seems to be like an extraneous requirement. Like, it should just go by Isser and Heter being Nisarev and viewing them as one. Just like when Basar and Cholav are Nisarev, you view them as one. When Isser and Heter are Nisarev, you view them like one. What's this extra requirement now of the whole piece has to be? He doesn't like that. He doesn't like that.
Isn't it mashma from the words?
Chaticha atzmenas nevela? Apparently not. I mean, maybe that's what he means. Maybe that's what he means. Ein zeh tam. That it might be going with the words, but it's not. It doesn't make sense. There's no tam to it. Like, why should that be a requirement? It should just be based on. No, there's no din. There's no significance to a whole piece in Issur V'Hetar. There's no significance at all. A whole piece has no special relevance.
There is an idea of a chalos shem isra.
Not really. It just means, no, there's really, in reality, nothing ever happens. Nothing happens to the whole piece that doesn't happen to half the piece. It's just in when we speak about it, we can say this whole piece now is usra. But in reality, it didn't really become us. It's just the whole quality of not being able to eat it because of the issues in it permeates the whole thing. But it's just like a fake definition. You know what I mean? But in terms of being like Bosa B'Cholav, apparently he held it has to qualify the whole Chaticha. I don't know. It's I can only say what the two definitions are. Hard to go beyond what Tosas didn't like about it and why he liked it. But I wanted to get is the last part of it. He goes like this. This is a very interesting halacha. He says v'od teida de'ilo teima hachi. So forget about those 3 minutes. He's going back to his svar. If you don't learn like we're saying, ein lecha basar mutar li'olam. There's no way to eat meat ever. Why? The hakaimalon to call a basar nimlach, because we hold that once you do malicha on basar, kisha shoha b'molcho yomo yomayim, and let's say you do malicha and you leave it in the salt, not in the bloody brine, but just you leave the salt on top of the basar, right, for a day or two, yesh botam melach yoser, it's saltier. You can taste the salt in the meat. If you salt the meat and you leave the salt on, you'll taste the salty meat. Vafilu achi lo amrinan de melach shala basar haneser machlas adam yachser v'yeser as habasar. But you have a problem. The salt is usher, because the salt got usher by the dam, right? So the salt became usher by the dam, and now the tam of the salt is going into the basar. Same problem.
Why wasn't the dam?
No, Mishrik Sharak is just by the basar, but it's gonna yeah, we'll get into the salt. So he says Elot Sarach Loma Mishum Da'afal Pishen Nivla B'Basar Tam HaMelach, because even though we say that the basar is absorbing the taste of the salt, Tam Adam Sheba Melach Ein Nivla B'Klal. Same problem, same answer. The tam of the blood in the salt doesn't go in at all, right? Same exact answer. So let me ask you a question. According to this Tosas, and according to the way we're learning this Tosas, let's say you took that bloody salt. Let's say you took the salt that became usher from the dam, right? And you dropped it into a pot of heter, right? You dropped it into a pot of heter. Now, what's the din? What's the din by salt? Those regular Isurim are bottled in how much? Shishim. When is salt bottle? Afilu be'elef lo bottle. We say by salt, afilu be'elef lo bottle. Which really means what? As long as you can taste it, it's not bottle. Okay? Elef just means that it means as long as you can taste it, it's not bottle. Okay? So what would you say now? I have the bloody salt, and I drop it into a pot, and it's 500 to 1. What would you say? I can taste the salt. What would you say? Okay. Why?
What do you say?
He said it's okay.
I would say
usher. You say usher?
Yeah. Because you have
by the taste.
Also, you have a nisari there, don't you?
Right. Because the salt, because the dam is in the pot. In other words, Tosfos's shita seems to be based on the fact that the dam is not going into the basar at all. And like the Rush is saying, it's only when it's nisarev, it can be a misayeya. But since the dam is not present in the busser at all, that's why it's mutter. But it would seem that what? That if I had the dam in the pot, you know too much, Aaron. If I had the dam in the pot, right, even though the dam is definitely bottle, because it'd be bottle b'shishim, but since the dam was usher, and now since the melach was usher, and the melach with the dam is in the pot, should say it's usher until you can't taste the salt. So it turns out it's a machlokas rishonim. That's the machlokas rishonim. Okay?
Just to give it back to what happens, you put pieces of salt on top of the meat,
yeah.
And then the blood goes into these pieces of salt.
Right.
And now what he was asking is that maybe now the blood that's in the salt should go back into the meat because it's sitting there?
No, he didn't say that, but he said if you're going to say that the salt becomes usser,
yeah.
Right, so then the salt goes back into the meat.
Uh-huh.
Right? So why don't you say that the salt was usser and now there's isser in the meat?
I mean, because this was bloody salt.
Because it was bloody salt. So the salt became usser from the dam. So he says, no, because we don't say chaticha nasa tevela unless din is arev. But since the blood will not go back into the salt, that's what he's saying.
The blood won't go back.
The blood won't go back into the meat.
Okay.
Only the salt goes back into the meat, not the blood. Right? Therefore, the salt is not nisar with this anymore. And you don't have a problem with chaticha nasa tevela. Because when the salt goes into when the tam of the salt goes back into the meat, he's saying the dam will not go back with it. He says, de'af al pi shenivla. Listen to the lashon. Af al pi shenivla bibosar tam hamelach. Tam hadam shebemelach. Ein nivla bo klal. Not that you don't taste it, right? Not that you don't taste the dam in there, but it doesn't go in at all. So I'm saying it's mashma from that tosis, though, that if you would take the bloody salt and throw it into a pot of cooking food, you can't say the dam is not nivla in the pot, and you're tasting the salt, right? And you're tasting the salt. Confusing?
Yeah, now I'm a little confused. What's the difference between the case of the meat and the case of the pot?
Oh, because by the meat, the iser, which is the dam, right?
The dam and the salt.
No, but the iser, the original iser. The salt becomes usser. That's a nesar. Okay? But the iser is the dam. Right. If I would say, why can't I eat this meat? I'd say, well, it's an iser dam. I wouldn't say it's an iser salt. Right. So the iser, which is the salt, which is the dam, he says, does not get absorbed into the meat at all. So we don't have chaticha nasa tevela anymore. Because it's true the salt was usser while it was mixed with the dam. Because it was a tyroves, but when the salt goes back into the meat, it's not mixed with the dam anymore. It leaves the dam outside. That's what he's saying. Salt on the meat, right? In other words, you did a regular malicha. There's no problem with tzir, but the salt became usser while you were doing the malicha process. You can't use the salt for malicha. That salt becomes usser because of dam, right? So now let's say I don't wash off the basar after the malicha. So I leave the basar encrusted in the salt. Right? Now all that salt is usher because of chaticha nasas nevela. Right? So he says, now lemaisa, if I leave the salt on the basar for 2 days, the basar will become salty. So that means only one thing, that the salt is going back in. Right? Now, if I really view the salt as iser, so now I should have a problem. Right? He says, that's no problem. It's just like our case of the brine. Because when the salt goes back in, the tam of the dam does not. So as the salt goes in, as the tam of the salt goes into the basar, it gets purified from the dam. And now there's no tarovis of salt and dam going into the meat. It's just pure salt going into the meat. Okay? Good? So my question is, it's mashma from the Tosfos though, that if I did take the salt that had the blood in it, right, and put it into a pot of heter, I can't say any longer that the dam is not nivla into the pot. It is, because there is a little bit of dam in that salt. It's just that little bit of dam won't get absorbed back into the basar, he's saying. But it is some. There is a little dam there. There is a little dam in the salt.
He's not saying that the dam is. He's just saying the tam of the dam isn't.
Right, is the tam of the dam. No. That's even the tam. I mean, the salt of the blood itself is not really going in, but it's not even the tam of the salt going back in. That's right. That's exactly right. So in the meat, now in the meat, there's no tarovas of salt and dam. There's just salt, right? But I'm saying if you take the no, is that what you meant?
You're saying salt and blood, and you're saying that it's not. It's just salt with blood, and it's not like a
No, because it is. Because he says, even though the salt becomes usher, because of a chaticha nasis nevela, right? He does say the salt becomes usher, because of a chaticha nasis nevela. Right? He says, even though, afilu achilu amrinan de melach she'ala basar ha-ne'esar machmas adam. So he was viewing it as a tarovis at one point. It could melt. The salt will melt. It's a liquid. It becomes a bloody, yeah.
How does he know that dam...
I don't know.
In other words, by chelov, by the shuman, and the dam is not, we knew for sure they're separated. This is just, he's saying factually... That
okay, so you could learn...
The difference in the cases over there, we knew the dam can't possibly go up with the shuman.
That's a good question. So you could learn like this. You could learn that he's saying like this. He could be you're right. It could be he's learning like this, that once you do malicha, right, all the dam drips down. That's what you're learning.
That's why I said it's mutter, because he's saying this must mean that it's just the salt. It's just like the case where the dam couldn't possibly go up with the shuman. So here too, no dam goes anywhere.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear you. See what Aaron is saying like this. He's saying it's different. He's saying it's simple. That the salt, that when you do malicha, so it draws the dam out, right? But the dam drips down, right? So when you're done with the malicha, there's no more dam. There's just the salt that became usher from the dam, right? There's just the salt that became usher from the dam. That's what Aaron is saying. And in fact, there's no dam at all left in that salt.
So the salt was on top,
but the salt's on the meat. But the meat, the malicha process causes dam to be exuded.
It's like the Rush said in his case, where he said that the tzira zav down to the dam is zav down.
And how is the blood in the salt of tarovas? The blood already exited out of it.
Well, it was a tarovas at one time, and now he's saying the salt becomes purified because the dam drips down. But that would be a big chiddush. I mean, we have to look into that. You're saying that the salt after malicha could be used.
Otherwise, he's just telling you the same thing again.
When he says dam
sheba melach. It's true. He does say tam adam sheba melach, ein nivla bo klal. It's true. See, what I'm saying is that even though there's a little dam left in the melach, right? He's saying that tam doesn't go back in. That tam doesn't go back in. Only if it's soaking in tzir will it go back in. But just on top of basar, it doesn't go back in. Right? So now my question is like this. If you take the salt with a little bit of dam in it, right, and you put that salt into a pot of food, so now you can't say anymore that the dam is not nivla in the food. Of course, there's no purification process. Right? Now you can't say that there, whatever dam was in that salt that you picked up is now in your food. Because you're cooking it together. It's definitely going to, if you cook that piece of meat.
Where was the purification process by the basar?
He's saying that melach keeps dam outside. That the melicha, unless it's soaking in sear, the salt from melicha keeps the dam out. And even though the melach goes back in, the dam stays out.
So the same thing by the pot.
You can't say that. It's all. Let's say I put it in water. I take the salt and I drop the salt in the water. What are you going to say? It's not in the water. It's not letting it out of where. But it's just like chatzicha. It's just like. But you can't say anymore that they're not, that the salt and the dam are not nisarev together. The salt and the dam are nisarev together, and now the dam should be misayeya. Right. See the rush. Okay. Good. Thank you. Once again, the rush saves. The rush helps us out. The rush relies back on dam mishrek sharak. The rush says that the dam is not nivla because dam is mishrek sharak. Okay. But you don't say that if it's sitting in a pot. Oh, it means slippery. Slippery. You don't say mishrek sharak is sitting in a pot because the tzir is dam. But we say the tzir is going to asher the basar. Mishrek sharak is when the thing is elevated and has a chance to go down. So it won't go in. It'll go out. If the thing has a choice of going in or going off, it'll go off. But if it's stuck in there, it's going to go in. That's the fact. But what I'm saying is that it's mashma. I'm just trying to be purely logical here. Okay? Maybe I shouldn't draw a conclusion. I'm just going to state logical...
If you accept that there's down...
I'm just going to state logical points. All I want to say is the argument... for why the basar is mutter, the argument for why the basar is mutter, because there's no dam balua in the basar, does not apply if I take the salt and put it into a pot and cook my chicken soup with that salt.
You're saying in that case that the salt should be...
I'm not saying anything, because people don't like when I say things now. But I'm just saying... You cannot say that those two cases are the same. Can we at least agree on that? Those two cases are not the same. You cannot say that the dam is not nivla in my chicken soup. It is! Right? Because the salt was in the dam. I picked it up and I threw it in the chicken soup. Right? Dam doesn't stick to your fingers. There's no principle like that. Okay? So the dam that's in the salt is going to go with the salt into the chicken soup. Okay? And if I say over here by the chaticha that the chaticha is asr even though it's salty because the dam doesn't go into the basar, I certainly cannot apply that heter over here. Okay? Now if you are of the opinion that the absence of heter equals isr, okay, then I would say, possibly, that the salt that I take from the top of the meat and throw it in my chicken soup trafes up the chicken soup. Okay?
How come, even if you...
Right? I mean, Aaron is raising a good question. Why don't you say that you're still Mashiach against Shishim? That even though the salt itself is not batal be'elef, but dam is batal be'shishim. It's a nice idea, but quite frankly, it's coming from nowhere right now. I mean, it's a brilliant thought, but unless you can ground it in this sugya somewhere, I have trouble accepting it. And I'll tell you why I have trouble accepting it. Because all we're saying now is that that when you have isser and heter that are mixed, the heter will help the isser. Now, if this heter happens to be a bigger helper, that's it. Call it kavod. But since this is able to help other heter is only able to help up to shishim. But this can help if you're a elef. Right? Okay. So anyway, as I said before, it's a machlokes rishonim. If you look in the end of Kuf Hei, in the Tur brings down two deos. He says like this. Kosav b'sefer ha-truma. Melach ha-balua midam, kigon mimalichas basar. So if you have salt that absorbed blood, for instance, from the melicha process, v'nasnuha b'kidera, Osha nosno bikidera bosar maluach below hadocha, the ode shamelach olav. So if you take that salt from the malicha process and throw it into a kedera, or you take the whole piece of meat that was salted and was not washed off, so it's got the salt on it, and you throw it into a kedera, im yesh shishim, see, he was mechavin to the Sefer Trumas, im yesh shishim keneged hamelach, af al pi shetam hamelach nirgash bekedera, Vitam ain't no bottle. Afal pike muta. So he says that if I had the salt that was usur, and I throw it into a pot, as long as I have shishim against the salt, right, I'm okay. Even though the salt is not bottle b'shishim. Sounds like a crazy kind of a thing, right? He says, why? Lefi she'ein b'melach koach Lesor Yoser Mishilu Hoya Kulodam Vein Lonu Lahachmir Binesar Yoser Me Beoser. This is a big principle. This is a big principle to keep in mind. It says like this, that what? He says, because the salt can't be worse than if it was all dam. That was your argument? It's good. Very good argument. Very good argument. I'm just giving you a hard time for it. The salt can't be worse than if it, because it was coming from a different source. The salt, from the way we were going, right? So the salt can't be worse than if it was all dam. In other words, chaticha nasa devela. So he's saying, what's the worst thing? That the whole thing is blood. Salt is not nisr. So the worst thing is the whole thing is blood. Aye, but if the whole thing was blood, it would be batel b'shishim. So now it happens to be that, so even though salt is not batel b'shishim, right, but why you care about the salt? You only care about the salt because it was nisar with dam, right? And it can't be worse than if it was all dam. And if it was all dam, it would be batel b'shishim. Sounds logical, but it's hard to... Hold on. Right, the whole thing with Brother Jesus. So he says, that's the principle. That the nesar, namely the salt, can't be worse than the oser, namely the melech. That's the principle. It's a principle going to say for Trumas. I mean, that's how we hold the Maisa. But one second, so he's saying that the ein ha nesar, the phrase goes like this, right? Ein ha nesar, yech yochol lesar, el mokum she iser yochol leilech sham. The nesar can't aser other than where the original iser could go. Other than where the Israel. So what's he saying though? So what about our case with the rush though? Right? No, why don't you go back to the case with the rush? Right? No, so he's saying like this. He's saying it's not like that case. He's saying you view the whole melech like it's dam. That's what he's saying. You view the whole melech like it's dam. That's what he's saying, right? Because the melech doesn't become Isser. See, if you had melech that was Asr, then you'd say it's not Bakal Be'elef. Because the melech itself is Asr. But here he's saying the melech itself is not asur, but chaticha nasa devela means what? Means we view the whole thing like it's dam. Whatever the dam is in, we view the whole thing like it's dam. See, this is a different svar. I don't think it's a svar of Tosus. Because he says, Rabbeinu Shimshon Mikutzi, Rabbeinu Yitzchok, Rabbi Avram Kosu, Kevin Shem Melech Nimuach im Adam, Umesarev V'chol HaKadera. This is like we were saying. He was saying, right? He's saying the Sar Mikutzi says that since the salt is mixed with the dam in the whole kedera, umolach iser imo, right? And the salt is going to draw the iser with it, going to pull the iser with it. Sarach l'shar kilu hayodam kulo melach. You have to view it like the salt is all, like the blood is all salt. See, I'm saying is that this Tosus is like this, is like the Sar Mikutzi. That he's holding like this. He's saying if I would go straight from this Tosus to a Svara in this case, I would say it's like the second Shita. That as long as the Dam and the Melech, as long as the Dam and the Melech on this Arev, we treat them like one entity of Isser. Right, that's the svar that we were working with. That as long as the dam and the melech are nisarev, we treat it as one entity of Isser. Right? So if the salt is like a part of an entity of Isser, so So it's true that dam itself is bottle, far gone bottle already, because dam is not tasted more than shishim, right? And you have 100 times the salt. But it's still nisarev. They're still mixed together in this pot. They're still here. They're still together. So as long as they're still together, we treat them as the original one entity of a tarovis. And both elements are treated like isser as long as they're together. In other words, it's like a basar b'cholov. It's like a conditional basar b'cholov. As long as they're both together, we treat them both like isser. That was Tosa's whole svara. Tosa's whole svara was, why is it not basar b'cholov? Because we separate them. Because we separate them, right? But as long as they're together, Tosa seems to hold, we treat them as one. We treat them both like isser. So therefore, that's my nafka mina case. If you take the salt and you throw it in a kedera, they're not separated from each other. They're still in there together. So as long as they're still in there together, the whole thing should both be considered isser, and it should only be mutter when you can't even taste the dam. The salt. But the sefer trumas is a different svar. For some reason he's saying, even though they're both in there together, right? Even though they're both in there together, as long as I have shishim against the salt, I'm okay. I mean, what kind of svar is that? Right? Yeah. So that's a different svar. That's a different svar of Chatich Nasveil. That's like Aaron was saying. That it's not a din that when they're nisarev, we treat them both like isser. But what's the din? What's the din? The din is the din of Chaticha Nasa Zavela. And this is really how we hold. I mean, we were learning Tosis, and it was a nice definition of Tosis. But this is really how we hold. The Shita of the Sefer Trumos. This definition of Chaticha Nasa Zavela that we're about to say is that what? That all Chaticha Nasa Zavela means is that the shear of the Isser, that when Isser and Heter are Nisarev, the shear of the Isser goes by the whole Tarovas. In other words, it's not a question, it's not like Tosis. According to the way we hold, Lamaisa, Lahalacha, we don't go as far as Tosis. We never say that when they're Nisarev, we treat them both like Isser. See? In terms of logical gradations, you have Basar B'cholov is that once they're Nisarev, they both actually become Isser, even after they separate. Tosis for Chaticha Nasa Zavela is that whilst they are Nisarev, they are both Isser. According to Sefer Trumos, he's saying that even when they're Nisarev, they're not both Isser. The only thing is that when I'm Mishayer, how big is the Isser? I'm a shire against whatever it has affected. You understand? The shear of the Isser, but when I have to measure the Isser, I don't limit it to the Isser Atmo. I can include whatever the Isser has affected is considered part of its shear. So we're only learning from Chaticha Nasas Nevela, from Basar B'cholov, the shear. That just like by Basar B'cholov, the shear becomes the whole entity, right? So too by Shari Surim we say when Isser and Heter mix, the shear becomes both entities. But the shear of what? Right? The shear of the dam. So that's what he means to say. He says, we view the salt like it's what? Like it's all dam. Meaning to say, when I want to know how much dam do I have in here, I say, well, however much the mixture of the dam and the salt is, that's how much dam I have in here. But since when I'm a shayer shishim against dam, it's mevatel the dam, right? It doesn't matter that salt is what's giving it the bigger shear. The same rules of bittel are going to apply. The rules of bittel only go by the original isser. See, once you're going to learn, like the Sefer Trumos, that the heter never becomes isser. It just is the shear of the isser, right? Then the rules of bittel will only follow the isser itself. So if dam is batel b'shishim, then dam mixed with salt will be batel b'shishim. The only thing is, when I ask how much do I have to measure against, I include the salt and the shear. But I never say the salt becomes isser at all. I just say that the dam is not that the shear of the dam is not contained to the original dam. It's contained to the whole vessel of that the dam is in. The vehicle of the dam becomes part of the shear of the dam. That's really what we say. But it can't be worse than the dam itself. It can't be worse than if it's kulo dam. That's what he's saying. To say that it's worse than if it's kulo dam is to say that the melech becomes issa. That's Tosis. We don't hold that way. We don't hold that way. We hold that the melech never becomes issa, but it extends itself for the shear of the dam. It is included in the shear of the dam. So the rules of bittul are going to go by the original issa. Right? Yeah.
You say that the melech gives the shear of the dam. You're saying that the time of the melech is really time dam?
That's right. That's right. Because we're not concerned about the melech. We don't have to be mevatel the melech. The melech itself is never asa. The only reason we're concerned about the melech is because we say when you want to measure how much dam is here, you have to include everything the dam was mixed with in the shear of the dam. You understand? What's the shear of the dam? Well, tell me how big the tarovus of the original dam is. I have a part of this heter. That's what chatich nasavela means. That even though part of it is heter, I measure against the entire thing. But it's only like the Sefer Truma says. He says, Afal pi shetam ha-melech nirgash b'kedera, v'tam ein o-batol, afal pi kein mutal, lefi she'en v'melech koach lesa yosa mishilu ha-ya kulodam. That's what he means. He says it can't be worse than if it was kulodam, because that's really all Chatich HaNasavel is doing. He's saying the shear of the Isser is the whole thing, including the Heter. So it can't be worse than if it was actually the whole thing. Chatich HaNasavel can't be worse than if it was actually the whole thing, because that's all it does, is it gives you the greater shear of the thing. Right? So therefore, if the whole thing were Dam, it would be Batal B'Shishim. It doesn't matter that the thing that it happened to be mixed with is still not Batal B'Shishim. Whereas if you're going to learn like the Sar Mikutzi, and the way we were learning Tosfos, and the Rush, and I think we're right, I think the Madani, I think that you'll see in the Mefarish on the Rush, the Madani Yom Tov, I think he's wrong. In my opinion, he's wrong. Because he's learning the Dam, he's saying that this case, that the Rush would agree with the first sheet of the Sefer Trumas, that the Melech would be Batal. But the way we're learning over here, that as long as in this Arev, then you are concerned about the Melech. That's really the Machlokas. When you say Chatich Nas Nevela, you're saying it's conditional, but it's like Basa B'cholov conditionally, where they're both like their Isser, so you have to go against the Tam of the Melech too. Or do you say it's just an idea of Shear? We just borrow the phenomenon of Shear from Basa B'cholov. But we never say the Heter becomes Isser, because it's a different phenomenon. And Nafkamina, I'm saying, is this case of Melech and the Keter. Right? Good? Okay. It says, yeah, the Tosfos on Kuf Ches Amud Beis, Amai, at the bottom, also says, he says, Mikan, Yesh Lehochiach, Detavlin HaBalua Mechelev, Omidam, if you have spices that get, that absorb fat or dam, V'nofilu Kedera, Misbatlin B'Shishim, V'yafagav D'Nos Nintam, Afilu Be'elaf Mutter, De'ein Chomer Mina Isser HaNivla Bohen. That's the sheet over here, the Tosfos. Okay, but it seems to me, though, that it's cholik on this Tosfos. Just the din of shear. Now, according to the second way, Sefer Trumas, it's just the din of shear. It's no effect of reality. No reality change. Just shear. And that's why he says, you can't say it better than he says it. He says, see, it's always nice when you read the thing first, and it sounds confusing, and with the svar, what he says makes perfect sense. And you say, of course, that's the only way to express it. Because the svar is that the whole thing becomes the shear of the Isser, then what he says is perfect. He says, but that can't be worse than if it was all the Isser itself. Right? You're going to say the shear of the Isser, you're going to say that Chatich Nas Nevela just makes the shear of the Isser bigger. But it can't be worse than if it was actually all Isser. And if it were actually all Isser, it would be Batal. So how could this not be Batal? Right? Mark?
When would you ever then have a situation?
So the only way that you have a situation of salt is if the salt was used for Avodah Zarah. That's the case. If the salt was part of an Avodah Zarah worship service. So that salt would be a problem even Belef.
So that
that's the only case. Or, I don't know, salt from Iri Nidachas. I don't know. Takrovas of Azar. That's really the only time you have to really worry about salt.